What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Man Show here with North Alabama Lions football coach Brent Dimmer. He'll be on the Boss Man Show down in Florence, Alabama. Brent, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. We just wrapped up our morning workout session. Got me a big barbecue sandwich from my spot next door. So I'm living large here.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you, man. How's it been being the head coach down in North Alabama, down in Florence, man, and being a leader of this program, man? I know you was coaching FBS last year, so now you're coming down to FCS. Now, how cool is it to be down there with all those great people down there in North Alabama, man, who love their Lions football?
Oh, this is a great spot. You know, this is a spot that's rich in tradition of winning. Won three national championships in the 90s, have been to two other national championships as well. So a place that's used to winning, that's ready to get back to those winning ways. And Florence, Alabama, the Shoals area here is known for a lot of things. You know, Lynyrd Skynyrd sings one of the famous lines out of one of his songs, Sweet Home Alabama, talks about the swampers in the Shoals area. So it's known for its music. A lot of people don't realize this. Dr. Dre has a recording studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, which is the city next to us. So it's known for its great music around this area as well. So wanted to be a head coach, wanted to control my day, control the environment and the culture around me. So if I want to leave and go see my son, go watch a flag football game, I don't have to ask anybody anymore. So that's one of the great joys of running the show.
You got that right, man. That's how I felt as a co-host back in the day. I had to get my own show, man, because I couldn't ask certain questions. I couldn't have certain topics. So I know the feeling, man. That's why I got breakout. I got my own show during the last 14 years. Thank God for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'll tell you, Brent, my dad is a coach as well. And so I grew up a coach's son, and I know he really was big on impacting young men's lives. So kind of for you, like, what was your why you got into coaching? When did you know that you wanted to become a coach?
Well, I went to school, and I thought I wanted to go into radiology until I took that first biology class. And I realized I had no desire at all to do this. That was not my passion. And my dad was a coach as well, was an O-line coach. And I played the game my whole life, and I felt like the Lord called me. This is my pulpit. This is the way that God uses me to influence 18 to 22 year olds on a daily basis of life. And I get to pour seeds into these young men, into my staff. So I definitely feel like I got called into this by the Lord.
I hear that. You know, like Father's Day just passed, and you know, I'm my dad's only biological kid, Brent, but his phone had over 800 messages from guys who played for him. And seeing how he impacted those young men here in Atlanta and Georgia. Like, I was like, wow, because y'all tells me you're my real son, but I got a bunch of other sons too. And yes, Sunday, his phone was blowing up the whole time he was out. Of God, kissed him every Father's Day and thank you for what you did for me in my life.
Absolutely. There's not many professions, you know, probably being a radio host, you touch a lot of people's lives, but coaching football, there's not many other professions that you get to put your hands on 110 to 120 players on a daily basis, that you get to sow those seeds every day. And man, it's a rewarding, very joyful experience to be a football coach.
No doubt. And Brent, I'm asking this, man, for your program, what's going to be the pillars of your program, values of your program that a young man coming to you must be about and must know this is what we do here in North Alabama if they want to be a Lion under your tutelage?
So we got a big five. The number one word we always are trying to build is toughness. We believe that you win with tough men. You know, I think we live in a society nowadays. I know I'm getting off of football, but I think we live in a society that's trying to take toughness out of men. So we want to raise tough men. We want to have tough men on and off the field. Second word that we emphasize is tempo. We want to practice fast. We want to play fast. We want to lift fast. We want to do everything in the fast lane. And we keep defenses off guard. We're ready for any offense that we may see. The third word is finish. We stress finish to our guys. We don't want to just cross the goal line. We want to finish in the back of the end zone. That's our definition of what finish means. Don't leave any doubt. I want to finish that math class in the back of the end zone. I want to finish that fourth down play in the back of the end zone. So have that unbelievable finish to me. The fourth word is explosives. We want to live and die by the explosive play. It's almost like the three-pointer in basketball. If you're hitting that night, it's going to be a good night. You know, I go back to the Super Bowl, and for the typical fan, they didn't realize this, but the true football fans, the Philadelphia Eagles dominated that football game this past
100% they did, yes.
But the Kansas City Chiefs created explosive plays where the Eagles were going 4 or 5 yards the whole way down the field. Well, the Chiefs would score in about 2 or 3 plays, and they gained the momentum of that football game by doing that. So we stress that explosive, that big play capability. And the last one, I got a little inner city mobile in me. So our last word, swagger. We teach our guys what swagger means. It's not a cockiness. It's not how many wristbands you got on. It's not the color spat you're wearing. It's the confidence in which you walk around and do your job. So that's our big five.
I hear that, man. I can definitely play for you, man. That's something I'm about. Because, you know, I love explosive plays. Now, my dad is old school football coach, hates it. He still those pro sets. But me, like, I love things for the offense. I love being able to make a defense have to decide. Make them just play early, man, or zone early. What you going to be in? Now I know what – changing my route on you. So it's like, I love that stuff, man. So, yeah, I can play for you for sure, Master. I got one more year left, Brent. I got one more year left, and I was good to be somebody.
Come on. We'll suit you up.
Can't say some balls for you, man. I got one year left.
We'll suit it up. Come on.
Yeah, you're in a good spot to recruit, man. Alabama has a lot of talent in Alabama. Everybody can go to Alabama and Auburn. So you got lots of talent in Alabama, in the South, next door here in Georgia, Tennessee, right out above you, Mississippi. So being where you're at, talk about how great you're in the location that you are to find talent, the young men fit those five keywords for your program.
Man, it's unbelievable where we're at and the talent level. If you draw that, you know, me and you talked about that 250-mile radius that for you getting into Tennessee State. You know, you draw our radius around where we're at, you hit Nashville, you hit Memphis, you got the Mississippi JUCOs, you got the state of Alabama and the rich tradition that's in the state. And it gets us over into the Atlanta area and that north part of Georgia as well. So we don't have to leave to find football players. We don't have to go outside of that. You know, every now and then I've got a couple coaches that are from Florida, so we may get down into the panhandle a little bit, but we don't need to go far to find talent here at UNA.
No doubt. And you know what, man, Brent, I think it's so beautiful because, you know, your conference, you're now the UAC now, which is very with the WAC and A-Sun, man. A lot of those schools are talented. And I tell young men all the time, if you can play, the scouts will find you. And if you've been in that conference, man, scouts are going to find some talent in that conference. So you put out good film, you'll play on somewhere next level.
Absolutely. You know, any FCS at this point, you know, when I was coming out, you had to be Division I, and you didn't get recognized very often. You had to maybe work your way up through playing small ball or through arena ball or something like that, you may bust into the scene like that. But nowadays, they find everybody, no matter if it's FCS ball, if it's group of five, if it's D2 ball. If you can play, the next level is going to find you to play.
100%. And, you know, now having – I know for me, Brent, when I was in Nashville, I was a better football player for us doing my work. I was in Atlanta, I wasn't doing what I should be doing. I'm going to lie to you about it. So this time of year, man, being around the guys, man, you hold yourself, hold your accountable, and you can pump each other up on one of them gassers when you're tired or them stairs where you don't want to lift today. So how cool is seeing your young men come together right now this time of year when you build that bond, that callus to be one, and that accountability starts now. But you and I both know, player-led teams are the best teams. We have the coach to effort and coach leadership. You don't have a team that you want to have.
Absolutely. You know, right now, until when school starts in the fall, is the best time for a football player. You know, they've got to take one class in the summer per the NCAA, but that's not a full load. That's not a 12 or 15-hour schedule. So you get to focus on just being a football player. You get to focus on your teammates now. You know, I think a great scene from a movie is Remember the Titans. You know, they go off to camp. And then things change when school starts back. It's just different. So you're getting to experience that bonding, that unity, where it's just us on campus. And we're trying, as coaches, we're trying to take a step back. I've challenged our coaches. We want a player-led team. We taught them how to do it. Now y'all step back, get out of their way, and let's see if they can do it. And I've been really excited. We actually have my 10 leaders are coming over to the house tonight. I'm going to grill up some burgers and some Kaneka sausage and have a good old bowl and good old time at the house.
Man, that sounds tasty, man. That sounds very, very tasty. If I had the NBA draft tomorrow night, I would come do that, man, because we have the draft tomorrow night for the Hawks, man. That's what I do, too. I do the Hawks and the Falcons. So I got that part. If I had that tomorrow, I'll drive to Florence tonight, man. Enjoy you, man. Have some fun. Give me some
we'll be thinking about you. We'll be thinking about
it. Yes, indeed. And I see your schedule, man. I see you got some non-conference teams I know very well, Mercer, Chattanooga, Tennessee Tech, UT Martin, we talked about in Florida State, man. I love your schedule, man. It's gonna challenge your guys, but it's just a challenge that you want as a young man. Play talent like that and put that out good film and execute against teams who you know are very, very well coached.
Absolutely. You know, I think it came out maybe one or two days ago that we may some website said we got the sixth hardest schedule in FCS football this year. And it starts off in Montgomery in the Crampton Bowl versus Mercer, who's going to probably be a top 20 team to start the year off. Be a great way to check our oil right off the bat, see what we got in the tank. Game two, we get to come home and play Chat, who's usually a top 15 team every year. So that'll be another good test of us there. You know, Tennessee Tech is on the rise. Coach is doing a great job up there. And then UT Martin's a tough team. You know, they're usually a playoff team every year, maybe every other year. And then what an experience for our guys to be able to go into Doak Campbell Stadium. Last game of the year, regular season game of the year is what I've been telling them. And play a guy that just came out that he's second in the preseason running for the Heisman their quarterback down there. Just an awesome experience for our players to finish the regular season off down there right before they play Miami. So I think they may be thinking about the Hurricanes a little bit that week.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know, it's funny that Coach Simpson and UT Martin recruited me.
Okay.
And he's still there.
Yeah.
It's funny.
He's been there a while.
Me and him joke about it. He's like, you chose Tennessee State over me. I said, well, Coach Simpson, did you have the radius for me? No, you didn't. I was losing money coming there. Did I gain money?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you what, between him and Coach Stockstill at Middle Tennessee, you know, you got two guys right there that have been able to stay at a place for 17, 18 years that you can plant your family somewhere. You don't see that very often in this business. I know that.
You dug out there, right? You know, and I think that was right before they laid. You've been OVC, Coach. They've been OVC, the MTSU, they left. But yeah, man, like it was funny to see how all them schools right there together in OVC all those years. Because I remember as a child, at the Boy Scouts of Atlanta came up to the OVC tournament to ball boy back in the day.
Okay, yeah.
Missville Auditorium. So yeah, I was like, I knew about the OVC from a child from the Boy Scouts. So that's kind of when they called me, and I was like, I know who you all are. It's not the first Atlanta. I can go home on off day. So it was
good. Oh, yeah.
It was good, man. So, yeah, man, I'm going to ask you. So, being at MTSU, man, and in Murfreesboro, did you love going to Toots?
I don't think I ever went to Toots, to be honest with you. I heard about it. Players talked about it all the time, but I don't think I ever went
man,
to
Man, you missed out on Toots, man. They had some big burgers, good wings, man. I'm like, missed out on Toots, Brent.
I heard about it all the time.
Yes,
never
indeed.
Got to go.
Yes, and they were Brent. It's good to talk to you, man. Let's do this again real soon. I'll be cheering for you after the year, man. It's love to you. And I hope to come out and see you guys real soon, man. When I don't have to work for the Hawks or the Falcons covering them, man. So if schedule works out good for me, I'll definitely try to come and see you guys play, man.
Let's go. I need to get on the Boss Man Show another time, too.
Anytime, brother. Hey, let's do it, man.
Good talking with you.
All right. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.